and we get going for today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to bless our time here today. Keep our minds stayed on you and focused so that your word is able to find an entry point into our souls that we can understand it. Make it clear, make it concise and precise that we can actually understand what you're saying and let it take a hold on us and take root in us to make a difference in us. We don't want to stay the same. We want to be changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. We want to be changed into another kind of person to interact with you. We know that how we came into this thing and how we were raised and how we were born and the things we went through growing up had all kinds of impacts on us that were detrimental to us. But God, your word has been given to take all that out of our personalities, all of that out of our lives, to actually expunge every unclean thing from us that we can be made over into your image to relate to you in a real and living way. God, let the Holy Ghost have complete preeminence here. Let him come upon us. And God, keep our minds stayed on you and your word so that this word can work on us and really transform us. We're not here to play with anybody. We're here to actually make it in. In the midst of a wicked and perverse generation, we want to be resolute in our determination to be saved. We want to not get saved. We want to stay saved. And we want to see you return to earth saved so that we can relate to you and see you as you are being made into your image. This won't be a traumatic thing to us, God, because we're just like you. And we're going to be all right because we're not shocked by your appearance. God, change us now for then. Keep our minds in perfect peace because they're stayed on you. And we'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it as you bind the devil today. Release captives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, today we're talking about sexual assassins. Sexual assassins. There are assassins sent forth into the environment through sexual practices designed to destroy. These are sexual assassins. You know, an assassin has a lot of varied ways to kill you. If you get an assassin with a briefcase, he's got a high-powered rifle, a scope. He's got a .45 caliber revolver. He's got a machete. He's got a knife. He's got all kinds of gases. He's got grenades. He's got all kinds of stuff in his little briefcase there. It's like the guy on Taken, that guy who's a professional. Yeah, that little satchel he has, he tells his daughter, get a grenade out of the, a grenade is in your satchel? throw the grenade across the parking lot and blow up the car. Hold it. You got a grenade in your luggage. That's just part of your traveling. He's a trained, member of the CIA intelligence community. He's equipped to do the job. So when you're an assassin, your house has all kinds of stuff that you use, all kinds of killing instruments, all kinds of stuff you use to do your job. So when you're a sexual assassin, there are a lot of ways you carry out the job because you got a lot of diverse ways to attack and destroy somebody. And see, in the midst of what we're in right now, if you study the Bible very microscopically, you'll find the devil's last stand is usually to send a sexual assassin. When he had Adam, Eve, David, Bathsheba, Samson, Delilah. It's these assassins he uses in the midst of a real, real strategic wartime, and when the thing is actually firing up to a fever pitch, he begins to use assassins to take out high-powered targets. If you're really a threat to him, he's going to send an assassin. And see, an assassin doesn't go out there in the general warfare to kill. An assassin is perched on a rooftop with a high-powered rifle and a scope, waiting for a headshot. Stealth, undercurrent, Navy SEALs, Special Forces, Black Ops. These are assassins. And see, the devil has assassins in his repertoire. He has people he can call up for a special mission to seek out and kill a high-powered target. So if God has anointed you and sent you in these last days, the devil has assassin assigned to you. And you can be a woman with a male assassin assigned to you, working next to them every day, but that's an assassin. Talking about let's go to lunch and discuss the project together. You're going to work and going to lunch with an assassin. But since you can't see them and you can't, you know, understand what's going on, you got to learn to discern your environment to know where the assassins are, because everybody that's smiling in your face ain't your friend. Smiling faces tell lies sometimes, the song said. And I got proof, the guy said in the song. So you got to know that. You know, backstabbers, the OJs told you about. They're smiling in your face. And all the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers. You better be careful what you fool around with, because everything is not what it looks like. Like old Hinton used to say, every good buy is not gone, and every shut eye is not sleep. Some folk are sent by the devil to spy out your liberty and to destroy you. They're an assassin sleeping with the enemy, playing safe. You married to them, and you're sleeping next to an assassin. A cotton picking assassin, and you eating lunch with them and dinner with them. Having a sexual relationship with somebody that's an assassin, and you got on a wedding ring from them, and they're an assassin. Sexual assassins. Let's look at a very, very strategic group of them here in Numbers chapter 25. Sexual assassins. Numbers chapter 25. I wish life was pretty. I wish it was nice. I wish it was sweet and pristine. But guess what? It's not if you're from New York, and it ain't if you're from Georgia. The other states I don't know about. Midwest, I don't know. But it's not pretty. Life is not pretty. Life is hard, and life is brutal. So God has given us the Holy Ghost, knowing that you're going to be in austere conditions in a wartime environment. So I'm giving you the Holy Ghost as a comforter and somebody to lead and guide you into all truth and keep you on the straight and narrow and not let you fall prey. But you got to be yielded to the Holy Ghost. Yeah, right. Not enough to be baptized and feel. What about being yielded?
That's right.
If you don't obey him, if you don't yield to his promptings, the Holy Ghost can't help you. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the manifested sons of God. So don't talk about the Holy Ghost until you're yielded to the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Because everything that you think is the Holy Ghost is not the Holy Ghost. We preached a message a long time ago called, I Thought I Had the Holy Ghost, but it was only me and my crazy mind trying to act like I had the Holy Ghost. Even blabbering off in some crazy tongues that I made up in my own crazy mind. Working myself up to a frenzy and shout the place down with a false Holy Ghost. And getting emotionally worked up in some old fake junk I thought up in my own mind. This thing here can drive you off the deep end if you're not careful. Numbers 25, let's take a look at these sexual assassins. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Now here are the Moabites now. And they got drawn in to the web of delusion and these deceptions through these beautiful Moabite women who had other gods. So you got to understand, when you're fornicating and whoring around, it's because you're under the auspices of a demon god. You got a god you're worshiping. Whoredoms is not normal. Whoredoms comes upon you when you're worshiping another idolatrous god, and it comes into you as a manifestation of the worship of that deity that you've undertaken as your god. So they came into the Moabite women and began to eat and to bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. Now, Baal Peor is a strange god. If you notice in the march in Washington, when they marched in Washington, the women actually made up costumes to make themselves be a vagina. They made up vagina costumes, headdresses, and they had on whole bodysuits that looked like a vagina. Even pubic hair on the costume. Walking down the street is a vagina. And they called it putting up the V sign, which was what? Vagina power. This is what's coming on, people. Baal Peor means the Lord of the opening or the Lord of the breach. Baal Peor is the god that governs the vaginal cavity. Did you not know that the vagina can be worshipped? When Beyonce comes to stage and Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, first thing they do is hold their legs wide open and let you look right up into the vagina. They always grabbing their vaginas in your face because they want you to worship the vagina. They actually believe in witchcraft that the vagina is a divining mechanism. It has power. It can divine a spell on you. Notice Oprah on the internet crying over Beyonce. They asked her, asked Oprah, what do you think about Beyonce? Well, she's the mother I've never had. She's the sister that any person would want. She's an unbelievable person. She's the most significant person on earth. I never told her this. She just break down crying. Over Beyonce, twerking. Twerking Beyonce. But Beyonce has V power that can seduce women and men. It's not gender specific. She is exuding this force out of her body that is supernatural. That's why she's the queen bee. See, the rest of them don't measure up to Beyonce. She's the queen of them all. Because her body is saturated with what? A consecration, a dedication to the devil. Her body parts have been consecrated to Satan for him to actually exude this force through to captivate you. Porno stars operate in the power of the vagina. They're sexual seductresses. They have power exuding from them. You didn't know it, but when you were fornicating, guess what you were driven by? You worshiped Baal Peor. That was your god. You, in your own mind, without even being told this, had a psychological twist happening in your mind that made you think, my stuff can take him down. He just don't know. Standing there, you're standing with your gap leg. He just don't know. Looking like, you know, like you, Elvis Presley, you know. What's wrong with you? Close your legs, fool. You walking around in a stealth fashion, unconscious of it. You really thought this about yourself. He don't know. I get a hold of him. That joker just don't know. Because the devil will start making you believe that you got this power from sexual prowess. Like you got some kind of, you know, something in you that's so powerful that every guy would just bow down to you. You've been a trained assassin. And your high-powered scope is found between your legs. That high-powered rifle is between your legs. That's your weapon. That's what the Moabite women were packing. They worship Baal Peor, the god that governed the Lord over the breech, the vagina itself. This sounds so crazy that when you say it out loud, see, people are like, so he ain't got nothing to talk about that in church. That ain't got nothing to do with God. He's making that up. I'm reading it from your Bible. This is in your Bible. I don't want it to be in the Bible. Well, we just got to go back into your resume now. Huh? When you got dressed and what you put on and why did you put that on? What were you getting ready to do? I used to work at night. I always tell my story about the convenience store, QT. QT will teach you a lot of things about life. Just get you a cup of coffee out of QT and maybe a donut or two. And just sit in your car. And you'll learn all about life at the convenience store. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Tim will tell you all hell would break out at QT. I was sitting in QT one night. And this beautiful girl pulled up in a Mercedes-Benz. Probably was a stripper that time of night. But she got out of the car and on a lace dress. And that's all. I mean, you could see butt crack, pubic hairs. I mean, she was butt naked with a lace dress on. And she just stepped out in high heels and went into the QT. Built, I mean, more curves than a mountain road. And you would think, ask yourself, how would anybody's mind get to that? What's going on? That's Baal Peor being worshipped. The physical body has been put out as a tool, and she's detached her mind from it. See, she's no longer, her body is no longer part of her personally. Her body is like the car she drove up in. I use my body like a carpenter uses a hammer or a saw. See, when you're in the whoredoms, you have to be able to detach yourself from the physical part of yourself. Like I'm using my body to get what I want. So when you get into that realm where your body becomes your tool and everything is about the physical part of you being used by you to achieve objectives, a stripper does this all night long. A stripper has to detach her mental faculties and her mind from her body. And she has to put her body on stage and do all this stuff and all this convoluted, weird, warped stuff and gyrating and twerking and lap dances. And all she does afterwards is count, break off those $100 bills behind stage and see how much the take was for the night. You have to live in a world that detaches your body from you. I use my body as a tool. You know, they used to tell you out there in the song, shake your money maker. You got a money maker, so shake it. That's where the money, you're going to shake some money loose with that money maker. Just go out there and use it now. Girl, you got to use what you got to get what you want. Some people, mamas train them like that. Girl, let me tell you now how you got to know how to work these men now. You built like your mama now. Now, you know, I done put some thing to work out there. I'm going to tell you how to get what you want now, girl. Now, get out there now. Get on out there in them yoga pants and get them on skin tight. And you don't need drawers. Just forget the drawers. You go out there like a fool. And here you are worshiping Baal Peor. And you're detached from your very body parts that will make you a human. So you have to be dehumanized. You have to become an animal. You have to think like an animal, which makes you now a predator. You're animalistic in your desires. If you stay out there long enough, your conscience will be seared, where you won't feel anything about it. Sex is not something you enjoy. It's something you do to make money. See, it's not something that's related to love or relationships or I like you, you like me. You out there with a 65-year-old snaggletooth bum looking like Lil Wayne's uncle. And you can detach yourself from all of that as long as that joke got $1,000. Looking like a grave digger. Now you just detach from it all. Just let them use me. You got the money. You got the money. I got to get my nails done. I got to get my weave done. I got to get all this stuff done for the night when I hit the town. So I'm going to lay up with you. Let's see, welfare checks came in Friday at noon. So I'm going to hell and hit the old men's houses. You know, you got women doing this. They make their rounds around the man's houses, getting his Social Security checks, and just letting old Mr. Smothers look at them. He just want me to walk around naked. He just want to touch me. He can't do nothing no more. He just want to rub on me a little bit. So I just walk around the house. I cook for him naked. I'm in there cooking his green, collard green, butt naked. You're going to give me $300. The green's already stinking. You just add to it, you know. Greens stink. Now you add to the stench of the greens. And you're cooking chitlins and greens. Lord. Somebody said, oh, Lord. Get out of that gargle in your mouth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know? But you got women that do that. They know the guys in the hood when they get their Social Security checks in on the 15th of the month. They collecting $300 per Social Security recipient. I use what I got to get what I want. I worship Baal Peor. Little girls grow up, they hit around 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. You got girls in middle school making big money. They going to the old guys in the neighborhood to get their stuff. They want to look good in school. They want the Nike tennis shoes. They want the latest clothes. They want to get their weave laid out. And they live in a poor arena and don't have money. Those little girls learn real early on. These men going to pay me because they I don't know what they put in the food. These little girls built like they're about 35 years old. Big statuesque girl in the seventh grade with all these body parts. It's like a two-year-old kid driving a Mack truck. You can't even manage all this you got, girl. And see, it's getting younger and younger with how they're learning how to do this stuff from the music. The music is infiltrating their minds and turning these young girls out, listening to Trina, Nicki Minaj, and all these nasty, filthy rappers telling them how to twerk it down, drop it like it's hot. Oh, I'm in love with a stripper. All this stuff is feeding these young girls' minds. Your body. Use your body. Your body can get you paid. They got plans to hang around the rappers and get paid. Rappers take these girls down to the Caribbean on cruises and stuff. All they want is some fly girls on the boat that everybody can lay up with. And the girls come back with $3,000-$4,000 a trip. Girl making $150,000 a year just servicing rappers nationwide and worldwide. They call them in when they going somewhere, the highline strippers. We going out to Vegas for a week. We need about 30 of y'all to come out. We're going to have all the players out there now. You know you're coming back about $25,000, $30,000 just a week. Strippers be lined up down the street to go. Sex and all of that. We try to understand this mindset, but there's no loss of dignity. There's no shame. There's no conscious awareness of what I'm doing, and I don't feel bad about myself. I don't look at myself in the mirror and I can't stand myself. All they see is dollar bills. As long as they got that money, they'll tell you, get the money. No loot, no boots. You about making that money, child, and you give yourself over to Belle Pure. And your vaginal cavity and your physical countenance becomes your God. See, Belle Pure enters you, separates your mind from your body, and tells you, use your body to get paid. They're living in penthouses in Atlanta. You got sports stars that's making $19 million a year, got girls all over the country kept in luxurious lifestyles. You got one guy that was playing cornerback somewhere. I think 9 kids or 17. It's some crazy number of kids he got. About 7, 8, 9 women. And they just kept. They use body parts to get what they want. A lot of them beautiful girls. Minds shot to the pit of hell. Bordering on reprobation unless God comes in to redeem them. You can laugh at them, but did you not know that's where you were headed? If you were fornicating, that's where you were going. You were being turned out by a demon if you were fornicating. He had your number. And it was going to end in rank lesbianism and homosexuality. That's where he's going to take you. I had somebody, a young girl, call me the other day saying, Pastor, probably help. I can't stop masturbating. It's about to drive me crazy. I don't know if I'm reprobate or what. What's going on? I said, what's happening is you're dealing with a lesbian spirit and you're battling it. Because you are getting off on you. You lust after a woman's body and you turn yourself on. You get out of the shower and look at yourself and you turning yourself on by the reflection in the mirror. That's why they're taking selfies all day and looking and showing you they really turning themselves on with their own physical countenances. It's not even about you looking at them on the internet. It's about they get off on themselves. Nicki Minaj gives her lap dances to the women in the audience now. The women sit up in the chairs and she put her vagina all in their face, twerking in their face like a dog. And the women just sitting there just getting off on Nicki Minaj, worshiping that vaginal cavity, Belle Pure. And that's exactly what it's talking about. I challenge anybody to read Numbers 25 and make it say something else. Christ, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. Read the Bible. These Moabite women came to the Israelites to destroy them with this power. He said, and Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. Look at the penalty now. Hang everybody. Everybody joined to these Moabite women and worshiping that vaginal cavity, the Lord of the opening, hang them high. That's an old Clint Eastwood movie. Hang them high. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. Kill everybody. Because you, through the vaginal opening of that whore, you've invoked a demon god to curse Israel. Kill every man in sight that did it. As it was then, so it is now. It didn't change one inch. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. Now, if you thrust a javelin through a man and it goes through a woman's belly, guess what they were doing? While they're there fornicating, that guy took that javelin and slammed it through his back, out of his stomach, through her stomach, and staked him to the ground. That's cruel. Look what the Bible says. And those that died of the plague were 24,000. 24,000 people died in the plague of Baal Peor. This is the curse that the church has to have expunged from it. Worshiping sexual sin. That's one of the biggest battles you find in church, the church atmosphere. Sexual sin carried downstream from the world into church. You saw New Birth Church this past week have a funeral that took 6 hours for Eddie Long. Let's be factual. You never saw any public repentance from Eddie Long. He was a pedophilic homosexual. A guy that liked young boys, that set up an organization in church to feed his lust for the young boys, and the people are culpable. That's why they won't deny him, because they paid him the money to rape these young boys. You're just as guilty as Eddie Long was. You're looking at a man that you know something is wrong. Now they're trying to tell you he was a great man. His daughter said he was a perfect man. Come on, man. Who are y'all kidding? Well, how do you know he didn't repent? Because you bring forth fruit meat for repentance, buddy. You bring forth evidence of repentance. You come out in public and say, with a sorrowful heart, I did this, and before God and before you people, I repent for what I did, and I throw myself on the grace of the cross for God to save my soul from what I've done. With a broken and contrite heart. And God will have mercy on you. But if you stand there proudly, talking about I got 5 smooth stones and I hadn't thrown one yet, and you never publicly acknowledge your transgressions, and you owe a public acknowledgement. Stop letting the devil make a fool out of you. You sit out there New Birth and pretend like it's not real. Buddy, I don't go around anything. We're going right down the middle of the road with everything. You've got to be for real about this, because it's destroying people's lives. Why did they empower him to do what he did? Because they had the same thing in them. I'm telling you, the sodomite spirit in church is at pandemic levels. That's why nobody stands against it, because They don't want to stand against Baal Peor. The vaginal cavity is worshipped, and it's made the men weak, and it castrated them. That's why God destroyed all of them. You weakened the men. You've taken the fight out of them. You are what you worship. You're not a man. You're a vagina. With all the accompanying smells. That's why you can't stand against the devil. You don't have the confidence to. Because you've been made into a vagina. You worshiped it until you became it. And the women are just like that too. The women are just like the guys now. So everybody walking around, Baal Peor stench all over them. Trying to curse the devil, and the devil's laughing himself silly. You have no power over me, he's saying. Because you people can't even get past your own physical body parts. I wish it was pretty. I wish it was nice. But just like they say up in New York, it is not. And from Georgia, it ain't. Look at this. Those that died of the plague, 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, have turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. A guy that took a javelin, finding two people fornicating, jabbing that javelin through the back of the man, out his belly, through the belly of the woman, staking them both to the ground, turned my wrath away. Golly, that Phinehas was real. While he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cosby, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, the vagina, the glitch, the opening, the gulf. They vexed you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Now all this, now who would think? David, Bathsheba, he wanted to get between Bathsheba's legs. Samson wanted to get between Delilah's legs. Ahab wanted to lay up with Jezebel. It goes on and on. On and on. Solomon, 1,000 women. What's wrong with you? Herodias taking out Herod. And finally in Revelation, a woman is riding the beast. This thing is a feminized, matriarchal, dominating spirit. It's marching through the streets of Washington. They tried to enthrone the thing as a president. Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see what they got on TV? The View. Everywhere you look, this thing is standing over you, wanting you to look up and worship this thing. Madonna. Rihanna. Nicki Minaj. Beyonce. Taylor Swift. It goes on and on and on and on. Baal Peor, all designed with one purpose in mind, disempower the men. Did you not know when you were out there fornicating, you know what you really were as a woman fornicating? You were a mad dog pit bull on the leash of lesbians. The lesbian spirit was controlling you, you just didn't know it. Because it sicked you on the men to weaken them so it could dominate them. You were in covenant with the lesbian spirit as a fornicating woman. It dominated you, and you really paid homage to the lesbian that had you on a leash. Invisibly, there was a leash around, a collar around your neck, and that lesbian was saying, "Sick him, sick him." And you be in the club trying to strut through, and that lesbian said, "Get him, girl, get him." So you strutting through. Lesbian said, "Get him, sashay on through that girl." And here you are, an attack dog for a lesbian spirit. And you thought you were doing it. Crazy. How you gonna love your boyfriend, like your boyfriend, even if you fornicating with him, disempowering the guy? You hated his guts. Stemming from the hatred you had for your own daddy and every other man you ever knew, the guy that molested you. All that was stockpiled inside of you, and it made you an attack dog for a lesbian spirit. Now you'll have a natural affinity to serve a lesbian. That's why women gravitate right to women, to try to be with them and go to women's meetings and let women preach to them. Woman power. Empowering the woman. The woman is the master. Because you were programmed to be an attack dog for a lesbian. You come into church and go right to women ministry and get a woman's pastor. You can't break the cycle. And the guys that have been disempowered by that spirit go right to feminine women and sit up under them, or feminine men, because they only deal with femininity. The false church only deals with femininity. It hates any mention of patriarchy, male authority, and God as a father. You have to deconstruct that image in the people's minds to get rebellion. The Antichrist rides on femininity. That's why it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, this thing leads about silly women. Led away with diverse lust, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What separates us from most ministries and churches? We preach this right here. This right here hits the, this in the wheelhouse right here, buddy. This make your stomach turn, make you start flinching inside. And, Lord, have mercy. You mean to tell me I was an attack dog for a lesbian? Why you have to... I feel reverberations in my soul from that. That's why you don't see them packing. They don't run toward this. Because it exposes and undresses you. Remember that boy when Jesus being crucified and ran away naked? He got too close to the fire. They reached out. He ran away, tore his clothes off, running away butt naked, yelling. You come get close to the crucifixion, but you ain't for real. It's going to just expose you for what you really are. The devil is banking on Eve to rule this thing, buddy. He banking on Eve and that power of Baal Peor to rule this thing. It's weakened so many guys, all they can do is sit on Facebook and post. You're a feminine poster. You're a sissy poster. That's all you are. All you need to post. Another thing, another doctrinal debate. You're a girl. You're a big girl. Having been castrated, all you can do is post junk all day on Facebook. Get in the fight and save somebody, man. Get out there on Main Street and deal with the devil. All Facebook is an escape from engaging the enemy face to face, hands on. We're wrestling not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Armor clad, you're engaged. And that word for wrestling is a contact contest. It's hand-to-hand conflict. It's real warfare. Hands on the devil. You got to be up in his face, close to the devil. But now, we've got all these ways to cushion the blows and look like you're fighting a war that's only make-believe, is not even real, because you're not in the wheelhouse with the devil. You don't even deal with the reality of what's really going on. Why you think these folk marching? Look at the vicious that's on the street. Woman's rights. the rights to kill my baby even up to 9 months. I have a jurisdictional right over my body. What about the baby? What about the baby's body? Who's going to speak up for the unborn little baby? You got jurisdiction over your body. What about the baby's body inside of you? How is it if you kill a pregnant woman and the baby dies, it's double homicide? The same structure, the same system that tells you to abort a baby and it's not murder, the same system will try a man for double homicide if you kill a mother and the child. If it's not a life, how can you charge this person with double homicide? You see how insane they are? These people are insane. This is insanity in plain view. We're looking at it. Baal Peor and the homosexual spirit walk hand in hand, because both of them seek to disempower the man. Lesbians want to be men. Homosexual guys try to negate men. So you got to get rid of a man if you're a lesbian to be a man. A homosexual has to get rid of a man in order to be able to sodomize a man. So you can't bear the image of a man and be sodomized. You got to turn into something else to be sodomized. You got to lose male identity. You got to become feminine in nature to have another guy penetrate you. See, none of this is pretty, but Romans chapter 1 outlines how you fall into depravity through stages of sexual corruption. You can't see it going from uncleanness to vile affections to finally reprobation, where you lose your mind in sexual depravity. Tell these young girls, stop letting these old rusty women slip you things. Got a few dollars for you. Yeah. You better leave them rusty lesbian hags behind, because they're going to carry you to hell. If you're a guy, stop letting these old rusty guys, like Eddie Long was proficient in doing, taking these young boys overseas and traveling out to all these different places, New York, setting them up in apartments. Guys, little young boys driving through Decatur in Jaguars that he bought them. While he's driving around in his convertible Bentley. This was well-known factual stuff. Everybody in Decatur knows this. Talking about, I'm mentoring these boys. And four boys come out saying he was sodomizing us, with the fifth boy showing up in North Carolina at one of the other satellite churches he set up. That's the ones you know about. Everybody at New Birth is guilty of empowering that thing, and we don't know who was participating in it too. We don't know that, see. We don't have all the cover. God is proficient at pulling off cover, and the cover just got to the head, and it's coming on down the rest of the body till he got the whole, oh, all y'all in it. Have a funeral, you didn't see TDJ show up. Creflo Dollar didn't show up. All the boys that was his friend didn't show up. Because I don't want to be identified with this thing, man. This thing ain't got too hot. Five smooth stones. I ain't thrown one yet. Graveyard dead. Dealing with the living God. You can't play with this, man. Baal Peor is a disempowering spirit. I always tell you, this message right here should have 20,000 guys in the parking lot. Baal Peor. Where they heads? Up in some woman's vagina. Drunk. With the wine of the fornication of the harlot. That's what the Bible says. So drunk, they're actually eating from the orifice like a dog. That thing got you bowed down so bad, you'd actually eat from a thing that's been sacrificed to an idol. Because you had sacrificed your body to Baal Peor as a whore. When you out there fornicating unmarried, you have dedicated your physical members to Baal Peor. And when that guy eats from that orifice, he's eating the blood sacrificed to Baal Peor. And his mind is being blown. He's losing his mind. You can watch a guy get drunk from it. The Bible calls it drunk with the wine of the fornication of the harlot in Revelation. I ain't making this up. I know what we're fighting against. I know what we encounter when we deal with these messages. I know what I'm hitting against. I could teach some old tenderoni prosperity message or tell you about having your best life now or talk about your blessings in 2017, but that's not the problem. The problem is being addressed right now. There's a sinister invasion taking place and folks are drunk thinking a political answer will solve the problem. I don't care who you put in the White House. If the body of Christ is defiled, we'll have no power to engage the devil to stop him. We've got to purge the threshing floor and expunge every filthy, unclean spirit so God can move through here with power. That's the way it is. You got to bathe in God. You got to wash off in God's spirit. You got to let the Holy Ghost expunge every evil work. You got to examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. You got to let God look through you microscopically and remove everything and anything that's left over from that filthy world we walk through. We walk through a cesspool. We walk through filth. We walk through bodily excrement to the degree that you'd even eat it. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. This thing is rock bottom. Yes, it's debased. Yes, it's filthy. Yes, it's terrible. Who's going to deal with it? Somebody got to deal with it. I'm not going around any topics. Nothing is forbidden to me. I'm turning over every stone. I'm going into every nook, every cranny, because that's where the roaches hide out. You don't see no roaches sitting up in your kitchen and with the lights on just kicking back. That's when they're back in behind the cabinet, up in the corner, up in a hole somewhere. You got to go up in there, at least shoot in some raid or something. I'm fumigating the whole house. Put a tent over the house. I'm going to fumigate the whole house. Doggone it, you think you're going to get away. You don't find no rats sitting on the counter just looking at you. Rats back somewhere in a hole somewhere. Man, gas this whole place. I'm going to gas the whole church. I'm gassing it. Put a tent over the church and just gas the whole thing. And let the cockroaches come out of the corner scurrying around. It's how you stir up them devils inside of people's souls. The devil will sit up in you comfortable back in Zion somewhere just sitting back. Long as they don't hit me. All I can say to what he said is, amen, just don't hit me. You hit that devil, you can feel the reverberation be in your soul. You can feel it. When that thing come in your stomach, you feel it. That's that devil. That devil. Got that devil stirred up. Now, boy, I got him. Got him locked up. That's when you put the pedal to the metal. You got to hunt these devils down because they'll hide out in church just like they will anywhere else. If nobody addresses them, they'll find a nice little cool place in Zion and just sit up. Remember Jesus walked into the temple and the first thing that happened, the devil cried out. Sitting up in the temple. Recognize the Lord and come into the temple. We're not preaching a user-friendly gospel up in here. We're going to thoroughly purge that threshing floor. We're going after every vestige of the devil. Every trace that devil. If he tries to leave behind one little small parcel, we're going after that parcel. We're going after every vestige of the devil. Seek and destroy everything like the devil. Human personality like the devil. Thoughts like the devil. Any idiosyncrasies that reflect the devil. Man, everything must be sought out and destroyed for God to move through a clean environment. God is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. This thing defiles the environment. That's why he responded violently and killed 24,000 folk that joined themselves to the Midianite women who were Moabites who worshiped Baal Peor because the boys had become castrated eunuchs. Their manhood had been laid on the altar and cut off from them. They had no fight. And guess what? You allow that thing to fester, you know what's going to happen? It's going to spread. You're going to get with other guys talking soft talk to you. Well, see, Price, man, you know, that stuff he telling y'all, man, that stuff kind of hard, man. That ain't the Lord, bro, because the Lord wants you to love him, you know. I mean, Price, ain't that joking? Yeah, stuff he's saying, stuff kind of nasty he be talking about, man. The Lord won't talk about nothing like that, man. The Lord don't say that. The Lord won't say that, man. That ain't holy. That ain't holy. That joker, he's saying that because he wrapped up and he full of lust himself. And see what's happening, he's preaching against himself because he got a problem with it. Price is really a homosexual.
You watch.
You talking to a fruit wanting to make you not buy into this, because if you buy, if y'all begin to buy into this and I'm not ready to buy into it, I'm exposed. And they start going to this stupid discussion about some off-the-wall junk over there somewhere, when here's the problem right here, handed to you on a silver platter. It's real. What we did in the world was reflective of the fact this thing was taking us over. You cried out for salvation because something had gotten into you that was taking you over. And you start looking at yourself, how in the world did I get way over here doing this?
That's right.
But the thing driving you. Like I told a young girl, to the man, this masturbation stuff about to eat my guts out of me. I said, it ain't masturbation your problem. The root of it is lesbianism. Okay. You getting off on yourself because you're lusting after yourself. Jesus. You having sex with yourself. And it's going to lead you to that girl right there looking good to you in a minute. See, when you're going through downgrading steps into reprobation, it take a lot to be with your own gender. When you cross that bridge, you teeter around reprobation then, man. The next step after that vile affections is the reprobate mind, when you can't even be saved. That's why if you got saved along that track, the natural thing to do is to turn away with everything you got and run the other direction with everything you got.
Yes.